Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get a chance to introduce you, reintroduce you, I should say, to our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. Kirk is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Thinking Inside the Box. He's the founder and the CEO of Story Worldwide, an organization that I've watched him build and have been very proud to see this great success he's had. And he's one of the guys he's one of the early prophets, folks, who told us that in the post-advertising age, we're gonna have to do more storytelling and less manipulating. And he's here to talk to us about that again today. Kirk Chaffetz, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be back.
So welcome back. It's good to have you. Kirk, recently you weighed in on the Facebook phenomenon, debacle, faceplant that they did. I mean, it was, to watch that, it was almost like watching a train wreck in slow motion in a lot of ways. But some people took the wrong message away from all that, didn't they, you think?
I think so. I mean, setting aside the fact that the NASDAQ systems completely broke down on the day that Facebook went public.
Yeah.
And setting aside the fact that Morgan Stanley completely messed up overhyped the introduction.
And probably overpriced the launch.
I think so. But if you push all of that aside,
there's some culpability on the Facebook executive side too. You got to throw that in there too.
I'll even give you that.
Okay,
Jim.
Thank you. You're such a guy. What a guy.
But I think where we wound up with it was the post IPO.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was basically saying that that Facebook was a bad company, right? That it wasn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that they kept saying it wasn't going to work was because the ads didn't work. And the history of this, of course, was just a few days before the IPO.
Like 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, like three precisely. General Motors, in a fit of pique, announced that it was pulling its Facebook ads. And that, quote, the ads don't work to sell cars, mm-hmm. end quote, was the statement by Joel Iwanek, their chief marketing officer. To the Wall Street Journal, I believe, in an interview. And so this flood of Facebook will never generate ad revenue to support its $100 billion value swept the markets, and the Facebook price dove.
Mm-hmm.
My only point was, this is a good comment to make about the launch of a newspaper in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got absolutely nothing to do with the value of the IPO of the world's largest content sharing and personal publishing platform in 2012. Because the purpose of Facebook, the economic purpose of Facebook, is not to sell one more display ad to General Motors. That's not how Facebook is going to make the majority of its money. And I wrote about that in Fast Company, after a couple of weeks of seething. And I should, I of course, need to disclose that I'm an owner of 200 shares that I bought at the IPO price and another 100 shares
You actually admit that, don't you?
I'm proud of it. And I believe my family fortune is going to be affected by between 0.5% and 1% that purchase positively one day.
Well, the point that I want to make, and that I made in a comment to your piece on Fast Company, is that I don't think the validity of the Facebook model as a leader of new media should be harmed by their faceplant IPO. I think we should differentiate those two things, as you say, because you know whether Facebook should be a public company, whether it's going to wind up being a good investment from a public company, in my opinion, is different from the things that you've been talking about and that I believe is part of the way we're going to go forward with in the marketplace, where we're going to go to market. And I think Facebook's has got more right. They're leading that more than anything. And so, folks, be sure not to discount the Facebook model just because it had a bad IPO. And we're going to talk about this more and why you should care about all this in your small business with Kirk Chaffetz. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.